This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been studying about pre-evangelism, evangelism, and post-evangelism in recent visits. We did this by evaluating how Paul's life was impacted by others. A good thing to do this Christmas would be to reflect on the people who influenced your life. Ask yourself, who before I became a Christian influenced me in a way that prepared me to hear and respond to the gospel? Now, if you've not made that decision yet, whose life example is encouraging you to consider making that commitment? While thinking on this, I read a fascinating article by Diane Ackerman titled, "We Are Our Words." This is how the article started. Babies are citizens of the world, whether they're born into a world of high-rises or tundra, jackhammers or machine guns, Quechua or French. The ultimate immigrants, babies arrive ready to learn the language of their parents, with a brain flexible enough to adapt to any locale. Whatever language they hear becomes an indelible part of their lives, providing the words they'll use to know and be known. If you're a parent, you have the privilege and responsibility of conditioning your child to think according to what is true. Ultimately, that is to think Christianly. My parents did that and reaped the blessing of having three generations of believing offspring to date. I am and will be eternally grateful to God for them. As a parent, and now a grandparent, I want to do the same for my offspring. That would be good to do for all we touch in our daily life. That would be the best Christmas gift we could give today.